Benton, be sure you dry those dishes off real good. I don't want mildew growing in my cupboard.
Mama, why are you being so picky?
Because it has taken me 30 years to get my kitchen organized the way I want it, and I will not have you loons destroying it while I'm gone on my cruise.
But, Miss Harper, you're not leaving for a week.
Well, it's going to take you that long to figure out that the eggs go in the door and not in the crisper.
What difference does it make as long as they're cold?
That does it. I'm not going. How can I relax and have a good time cruising on the Dixie Belle knowing I'm going to come back to an icebox that's turned upside down?
Now, Miss Harper, you know how long you've been looking forward to taking that steamboat ride down the Ray River.
It has been a lifelong dream. 7 glorious days. Meals every hour on the hour. Nightly bingo. Dancing to the music of Clyde Weston and his paddle wheel polka band.
Plus, you get to stop at all the port cities along the way.
Yeah, I hear they hit Hinckley, Bundy, and Bump.
And even a few of the smaller towns.
You know, they say the tour of the old homes of Bump is worth the price of the ticket alone.
I guess a cruise down the river would be real romantic.
Not with Iola boiling along. Whatever made you decide to ask her anyway?
Because we got a cut rate ticket. 2 singles for the price of 1. Otherwise, I would never be able to afford anything so grand. Knock, knock.
Hey, here comes your bargain buddy now.
Hey. Iola, come on over here and have a seat. I was just looking through the brochure for the Dixie Belle. Did you know that the buffet has a swan made out of collard greens?
Well, Thelma, I'm afraid you're going to have to snack on that fabled green swan without me. I can't go.
What?
Well, when Mother was helping me air out my Samsonite for the cruise, she got one of her dizzy spells. Her equilibrium is totally shot. I can't leave her. She needs me.
Well, so do I. If you don't go, I'm going to lose my deposit on that cabin. And I can't afford to go by myself. Well, I guess it is goodbye, Dixie Belle.
Well, Mama, look on the bright side. Now you can stay home and guard your refrigerator.
Yeah. And do your own dishes.
Hey, current affairs about to start.
Oh,
man, I love that Maury Povich.
Yeah, nobody can interview a mass murderer like Maury can.
Maybe soon he's going to be chatting with Mad Dog Thelma. Oh, why don't you just hire a nurse to take care of your mother?
Oh, I tried that once. After a week, the nurse had to be hospitalized.
Well, you cannot let that woman run your life forever.
Well, there's nothing I can do when she gets sick.
Yeah, that's exactly what she is banking on. Don't you remember last year when we wanted to go to that bulb show over in Hinckley? She came down with that fierce attack of hay fever, and you decided you just had to stay home? Half hour later, she was out in the garden weeding the goldenrod, happy as a lark.
Are you saying Mother was shamming just to get her way?
For pity's sake, Paola, wake up and smell the alarest. Oh, this has been going on your whole life. Have you forgotten your 8th grade musicale?
Oh, that was to be my first accordion solo. Fantasy Hispani.
Yeah, started out with La Cucaracha and ended up with the Lady of Spain. Was a surefire audience grabber.
Except the audience never got to hear a note. Because Mother's back went out, and I had to stay home and massage it. So instead, that nasty little Howard Starkweather got a standing ovation for playing Stardust on the tuba.
You know, I hear he ended up in the Marine Corps band.
That could have been me.
Well, don't you think it is time you stood up to that old biddy?
You bet your butt. From now on, my life is my own. I'll decide my destiny. I'll be a new woman.
All right, Helen Gurley Boylan.
If I want to take a trip on the Dixie Belle next week, I'll do it. If Mother doesn't like it, she can lump it.
You've come a long way, baby. Next week, you're going to be all the way to Bump.
Boy, you learn something new on a current affair every night.
Yeah, I never even heard of Cher's secret tattoo before.
Hey, Grandma, did you iron my blue jeans yet?
No, I'm sorry, Bubba, no time. I'm busy putting together my cruise ensemble. Do you think I should wear this at the captain's table?
Not if you want him to keep his food down.
Well, you're going on your cruise after all? What about Iola's mother?
Well, I got a feeling that old gold brick is going to make a speedy recovery. Iola is calling her bluff even as we speak. Do y'all think rhinestones are too much for shuffleboard?
Knock, knock. Well, Thelma, I did everything you told me.
Good for you, Iola. Hey, don't tell me you're already packed for the cruise.
No. Mother threw me out.
Your mother threw you out?
Oh, golly, Iola, what happened?
Well, I told her to knock off the dizzy act. I was going on that cruise whether she liked it or not.
Well, what did she say to that?
Nothing. She threw a jar of mentholatum at me. The family size.
Well, it sounds like she's got her equilibrium back.
Oh, what am I going to do? Where am I going to stay?
Well, she has got to go somewhere. I know. My friend Luann is looking for a roommate to share her motorhome out on Route 5.
Are you nuts? There is more truck traffic in that floozy's trailer than the all-night Texaco.
Oh, maybe I should just go home, apologize to Mother, forget about the cruise.
What? I will not hear of it. Now, there is no need to go skulking back home. You can stay here with us, right?
Well, gee,
I don't know.
Well, skulking doesn't sound so bad.
Now, come on, y'all, quit your kidding. We would be thrilled to have you as our house guest.
Well, if you're sure I wouldn't be too much trouble.
No trouble at all.
Well, where is she going to sleep?
Oh, say, I have an idea. Thelma, since you and I are going to be cabin mates on the Dixie Belle, we could get a head start by bunking together.
Bunking together? You and me?
What a great idea.
Good thinking, Miss Boylan.
Welcome aboard, Iola.
Oh, hi, mate. Well, why don't I go unpack my suitcase in the cabin? I got dibs on the starboard side of the bed.
Good Lord, this cruise doesn't even start for another week, and I'm already getting seasick.
Boy, reading the paper can really be depressing.
What is it, honey? The ozone layer?
No. Mr. Dithers fired Dagwood again.
Keep on turning. Mary, keep on turning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Hey, best me hearties, where's my first mate Owl? Taking a little nap? Huh, she's in the kitchen cooking. Why does she went shopping for supper?
Well, we tried to talk her out of it, but she's already finished the washing and the ironing and the dusting and mopping, regrouting the bathroom tile.
Well, bless her heart. You know, these past 4 days have not been easy on the poor thing. She doesn't know what to do with herself now that she's not waiting on her mother hand and foot.
Well, I wish she'd find somebody else's hands and feet to wait on besides ours. Do you realize that she was vacuuming at 7 o'clock this morning?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Under our bed.
Well, now, it's only a couple of days till our cruise. How bad could it be?
Grandma! Look what Miss Boylan did to my jeans!
Good Lord, that woman is a real demon with the spray starch.
Well, what am I supposed to do with these?
Well, just go put them out in the cornfield. Maybe the wizard will give them a break.
Yeah, well, if this isn't bad enough, Miss Boylan's got another little surprise planned for us.
Oh, no, let's pray it's not more slides of her trip to the Carlsbad Caverns.
Amen to that. 200 shots of her mother grinning next to an out-of-focus bat.
Do you people think of nothing but yourselves? That poor thing is going through a life crisis, and it is up to us to help her through it, no matter what the little inconveniences. Now, mind you, she sure as hell is no prize as a bunkmate. She throws open the window for fresh air, and then she piles more blankets on the bed because it's too cold. And the way she's up and down all night to the bathroom, the woman must have a bladder the size of a pea. But do you hear me complaining? No, because I know there is something more important at stake here. saving $275 off the price of my cruise ticket. Rolling on the river. Hey there, sweetie, I'm home.
Hi there. I just put a roast in the oven for dinner.
Well, that's real thoughtful of you, Isla, but normally Wednesday night is our beans and Frank's night.
Oh, Thelma, Mother says these things are nothing but nitrites and pig's feet. You should never serve them to those you love.
Well, that's why I make them for my family. Hey, what happened to my toaster?
Oh, I hope you don't mind. I did a little rearranging.
In my kitchen?
Uh-huh. You see, you had all of the small appliances down here by the stove. It's what Mother calls unsightly appliance congestion.
Well, good Lord, call out the kitchen police.
Well, you see, I put them up here, so can opener so it'll be nearer to the cans, and the toaster closer to the bread.
Well, I hope they'll all be very happy.
This is the way we have it at our house. This arrangement can save you 21 to 38 steps per day.
You know, Isla, I've been saving a whole lot of steps every day since you have taken over my kitchen. Matter of fact, before I'm even up in the morning, you're down here cooking breakfast.
Well, I guess I'm used to Mother getting up with the roosters. She's not a sleepyhead like you are.
Well, I've been having a little trouble sleeping lately.
Oh, well, you should do what I do. Right before bed, you drink 3 big glasses of water.
No, thank you. We've only got the 1 bathroom upstairs.
Oh, no, Thelma, no. The saran wrap and the aluminum foil go in the left-hand drawer for easy access.
You don't say.
Maybe I should unpack the rest of the groceries for you.
Well, thanks so much, dear, but I'm sure I can figure out where the milk and the eggs go. Now, I can. What have you done to my icebox?
Well, it just cried out for reorganization. You see, what I've done is I've arranged your condiments in alphabetical order from A1 to Worcestershire.
Well, how the hell did you put away the lunch meat? By Dewey Decimal System?
Thelma, you sound a little tense.
Well, I would unwind with a beer if I could find one. Now, Isla, you know that it is never easy living with another person. Sometimes their little quirks can get on your nerves.
Nope, don't say another word. Your funny little habits don't bother me at all. Not even your snoring.
That's because I haven't slept a wink.
We'll continue this conversation later. I have got to julienne the carrots for dinner, and you know what they say about too many cooks.
Yeah, well, I also know what they say about house guests and fish.
Having trouble, Miss Harper?
Well, I can stand the woman taking over my laundry room. I can even stand the all-night march to the toy. But nobody messes with my icebox and lives. That Julian and jackass has got to go.
Gee, Grandma's been over at the Boylan's for a half an hour.
Well, that's a good sign, Bubba. Maybe she's talking that old biddy into taking Isla back.
Oh, I don't know. I tried to talk her into giving me back my ball when it broke her window. She just laughed and kept it.
Well, she's probably mellowed out since then.
It was last Tuesday.
Hey, Grandma, how did it go?
Mission accomplished. I'm going to go in and tell Isla the good news.
Yeah. No, Mama, she won't let us go in yet.
It's another one of her little surprises.
Well, I'll tell you what, that girl is the surprise queen. Her mother must have been frightened by a jack-in-the-box.
Oh, there, buddy. It's all ready.
Well, Isla, I got a little surprise for you. I just came from talking to your mother, and guess what? She wants you to come home. She says she's really missed you.
Oh?
Yes. She said that you're the only one that can get the temperature right in her sitz bath.
Does this mean she's going to let Isla go on the cruise?
Well, it's either that or sit in a rubber donut for the rest of her life.
Congratulations, Miss Boylan. You won.
Won what? The right to be her slave? No, thank you. I'll pass.
Well, now, Isla, let's think this thing through.
No need. Thanks to you, I have a brand new life. And thanks to me, you have a brand new living room. Come in and look, see.
Oh, my Lord. What have you done to my show place?
Well, these are the slipcovers I made for Mother. But I decided since I'm never going back there, that you should have them.
Gee, I liked it better the way it was.
Oh, isn't that just like a man?
And his mother. I don't know. It's just so floral. There aren't as many flowers in my garden. Or in Holland.
Well, Thelma, don't worry. It'll all come together when I make the drapes.
I want that woman gone.
Well, talking to her mother didn't work.
No. So much for Plan A. I think it's time to gear up for Plan B.
Yeah. Which one was that?
There was only A or B, honey.
Plan B is the dinner of death.
That's right. Time to pull out the really big guns. Okay, troops, man your battle stations.
Battle stations. Whoop, 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 whoop. Dive.
Will you shut up? All right, commence fire.
We want food! My, aren't we hungry tonight? You see, Thelma, what eager eaters you get when you have a well-run kitchen?
Well, I'm not going to be able to eat a bite off of this chipped plate.
What, tiny little chip? Well, it's hardly noticeable.
She's right. It's nothing compared to this fork. Have you ever seen anything that filthy?
Well, for heaven's sakes, it's just a water spot.
Oh, my God. Everybody check your flatware.
Well, perhaps we should eat before everything gets cold. Shall I pour the tea?
Not for me. I'll have a beer.
Milk.
Gatorade.
Coke.
Fine. I'll be right back.
Ew, this meat looks overcooked.
Except for the part that's bloody yuck.
Now, stop your complaining. I'm sure it doesn't taste near as bad as it looks.
It couldn't be as bad as it looks.
Heat up these buns, would you, Aye? They're stone cold.
No problem. I have warm ones in the oven.
More of those things? My, weren't you the optimist?
I want the classic Coke, not a diet.
Fine.
It's your waistline.
Ugh, these carrots taste rotten. Nonsense. The carrots are fine. It's just the rotten way Iola cooks them.
Coke! Buns!
Iola, you're making me nervous. Will you please sit down?
Yeah, I take a load off.
Could you get me some ketchup first?
You're right, Bubba. This shoe leather could use something.
I'd like some mustard. Grey Poupon, if you've got it.
Make mine Mexi-Pep.
Oh, and don't forget the horseradish. That covers up a multitude of sins. Problem in there, Iola. I thought those were alphabetized.
Here they are. I've also brought soy sauce. Just in case.
Iola, forget it. I think this meal is a lost cause. Let's say we send out for pizza.
Good idea.
Yeah, make them extra large. I'm starved.
Yeah, me too. You like the anchovies, Iola?
That does it. I am going home. I have never been treated this shamelessly in my life, not even by mother.
If you insist, Iola, maybe it is a good idea for us to take a breather from one another until the cruise.
Oh, surely you jest. I wouldn't go on that cruise with you now if you were the last single on Earth.
After all I have done for you? Well, you're going to pay for that deposit, Missy.
Gladly. And I'll pay for the tickets, too, because I am taking Mother.
Mother?
Yes. She's always wanted to go on the Dixie Belle. This will be our reconciliation cruise. I'll send Daddy for my things. Including my slipcovers.
Well, fine by me, because with you gone, they're the ugliest things in the room.
Way to go, Miss Harper. You've sent Iola back to her mother where she belongs.
Yep, Plan B sure did the trick.
Well, it tricked me right out of my crew.
Yeah, but I bet the Dixie Belle doesn't have food this good.
Isn't it fabulous? Hey, don't take all the carrots.
Come on, Mama. Dig in before it's all gone.
I was so looking forward to sitting at the captain's table. Here I am, stuck eating in the bilge with the water rats.